Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the third watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, all the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the stuff we have over there for you to look at. All right, and joining us right now, and the crowd is getting ready, anticipating it, it's the professor of politics out in California, IA, Kyle Warren. There they are.
I hear them.
All righty. Yes. Okay, go back in now. There they go, taking their drinks and going back in. Last call at the bar coming up. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we are going to start the show with the dynamic, the least impressive, but the most talked about person in the world today. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's the Dr. Fauci theme. We're going to get into it about Dr. Fauci, because he's really stepped into it. And by the way, we started to tell the people at least a month ago, right?
Right.
That he was up to his eyeballs in alligators and was not going to be able to get out of this one. Because the emails that have been released under the Freedom of Information Act, which, by the way, thank you very much, the folks that went and got it at Judicial Watch, thank you very much. The emails tell a tale of the lying and manipulative bureaucrat named Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was trying to spin his poor job performance into fame and fortune. $417,000 a year, most expensive government employee on the books. And to a large extent, he succeeded in that regard, being escorted along the way by the compliant media and, of course, the Democratic Party, who granted him sainthood. Now, regardless, the scandal is here to stay, and now the hashtag reads, hashtag Fire Fauci.
Hashtag Fire Fauci, and yes, he was basically sainted by many, but the media basically almost deified him, Captain. It was just really something to behold, because Dr. Fauci seemed to say all the right things that hit all the right notes, especially if you wanted to refer to him as the, you know, the one voice of reason in the Trump administration and this kind of thing, because it played right into the narrative. Unfortunately, Captain, we've been through so much with Dr. Fauci that it's going to be very hard to unwind it. But these emails are certainly the mechanism by which it can get unwound, I think.
Yeah, and all bets are off here, folks, because this is coming down to the wire here, and I believe that there's going to be a criminal investigation and criminal charges brought, because it's obvious that he was communicating with the Wuhan lab of virology. He was actually talking to them. The emails are showing that, and we know that his NIH gave that lab some $600 million of research money, and all of this just stinks.
Well, it sure does, and if anything, it absolutely demands a full scale investigation of these kinds of things and where the money went and who was communicating with who and what was Dr. Fauci saying just early last year, for example, Captain, talking about the idea that it couldn't have come from a lab, but it had to come from a natural evolution in the field and these kinds of things. But all the while, Dr. Fauci and many of the colleagues that he would have been communicating with, I think, were certainly concerned about exactly what the origins of the coronavirus really were. And now we're finding out about it many, many, many months, of course, over a year after the fact. And a lot of that has to do with the idea that Donald Trump, President Trump, had suggested maybe we should look at the Wuhan lab in China and see if there's anything going on there. And that started the whole thing.
Yep. And the other thing that started the whole thing is these hacks, this ransomware stuff going on. Russia-linked groups having struck the U.S. Gas and oil industry, plus the meat supplies now. Insiders are predicting attacks are going to get worse. And then we now hear China, of all things, attacked the ferry service, Nantucket Island, Cape Cod, and out in that area. And they've shut the ferry down because of it.
Well, that's right. And so we see these things happening in what appears to be a pretty quick succession. I think it's very, very concerning. We have heard, of course, the Biden administration said they're going to fully engage with Russia about this and this kind of thing. But there's got to be some other kind of response to all this, Captain, from this administration in terms of hardening our defenses against these kinds of attacks.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back. We got one more little hack to talk about. It's in New York City, and it's the MTA, and that's not a good thing to do. That's public transportation. And another ransomware attack. Again, China's name has come up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
As a matter of fact, I think I will. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team that's been doing this for a number of years. And, of course, I've been taking the product now for just about 6 years. And Relief Factor is a part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. And what I do is I take two packets of it a day. Normally, if I need to take a third packet or even a fourth packet, I've done that too because of the problems I have with my left foot, ankle, and leg. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support your body's natural response to inflammation. And if you are having pain, it will alleviate the pain right at the source. It'll lower it. It'll eliminate it. And I'll tell you what, it's like nothing I've never seen. It'll go right to where the pain is. If it's in your side, it goes to your side. If it's in your foot, it goes to your foot. If it goes to your back, it goes to your back. It's that simple. It's 100% drug-free. That's the best part about it there. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it works for me, and I take it because I got off the hardcore medication I was taking and found out this natural remedy works for me. And I love it because of it. Now, it also comes in convenient individual packets. It supports the healing process, healthy joints and muscles too. Only costs $19.95. And guess what? You go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you order the $19.95 three-week quick start right there. Check out the little video that's there and all that if you need to. Get all your questions asked, and you should have it in just a matter of a few days, and you take it, and away you go. And All you got to lose is pain, so give it a try. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, Relief Factor. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking, of course, about little Dr. Fauci, and we started off that way, and then we started talking about the cybersecurity hacks that are out there, and we've had another one that came out of the clear blue sky, and that is now in New York City, and this is pertaining to the Chinese, they believe. The Chinese hackers have breached at least one of New York City MTA's virtual private networks, which allowed them to gain access to at least three of the agency's 18 database systems, which brought some of the subways and public transportation down in certain areas of the city.
That's exactly right. And this occurred back in April, we
yep.
understand.
Yep.
It looks like they were able to apply some patches and so forth pretty quickly to the affected systems. But, you know, Captain, to take down a public transportation system in a huge city like New York City, one-of-a-kind city, of course, like New York City, would be devastating completely.
Well,
and if they're coming from overseas or from China or whoever it's coming from, this is a major problem.
Well, we've got China involved in this. We probably also have got them involved in at least one other thing. We've got Russia involved in, of course, our gas, the colonial pipeline thing, also the meat supplies. And it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. And, again, it's like they're testing, probing for what? One can only assume, but it's not good.
Well, exactly. I mean, the idea of probing our defenses, basically, and just seeing what they can do, how quickly they can get away with it, and perhaps they've been in other systems, too, that we don't even know about yet. See, I think that's also part of their operating, how they operate, basically, so that they can throw a switch at some point and affect massive parts of infrastructure. How about, you know, they've attacked energy, we've seen already, but what if they attack, for example, electricity or the water supply or how dams function or these kinds of things could be devastating, especially if done in quick succession as a prelude to who knows.
Well, this all adds new dimension to the word the Internet is down, because you don't really know why the Internet is down, and you have to assume that maybe something else is coming when your Internet provider goes down for a while.
Well, exactly. I mean, one of the ways you try to create real chaos is to disrupt all communications. And so much of our communications is done
yeah.
through the Internet these days, not only through texting, but through voice over IP and
yeah.
And just computer networks talking to
and
one
that's
another.
Why I was always concerned about Nextel when we had the Nextel phones, which also were in the radios in the trucks. And you had a phone in your hand, you could talk anywhere you wanted, anywhere in the state or anywhere in the district, et cetera, et cetera. But when those things would go down, you were screwed. You were back to using runners to get messages back and forth. So
wow.
There you go. Now, I want to talk about Texas, because Governor Greg Abbott has taken a really strong stance on Texas. He says, I'm going to do Biden's job on the border.
Well, right. You know, what choice does Texas have? What choice does Florida have, for example? You see two great governors having to literally take things into their own hands in the sense of leading on what needs to be done. And in the case of Texas, of course, you know, with all these things happening with illegal immigration and so forth, what governor can sit idly by and let these different policies literally, impact his state and devastate his state?
Well, they can't, and that's why Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis are doing such a great job, and that's why they're going to get reelected again by a huge margin. I mean, I laughed when I heard the other day, well, Nikki Fried, and by the way, her name is actually spelled Fried, so the consensus now is we're going to call her Nikki Fried.
Nikki Fried,
yeah,
okay.
Even though she wants to be called Nikki Fried, but because of the way her name is spelled, Fried, we're going to call her Nikki Fried. And we're going to mispronounce her name on purpose, because she does not have a rat's chance in hell of beating DeSantis. And Charlie Crist already came out, just like Joe Biden does, turned it around, said everything that the Democrats were doing, and said, well, this is what DeSantis is doing, this, 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 and this. And it was everything the Democrats were doing to make your life miserable.
Wow, exactly.
Lying piece of garbage.
Well, but of course, you know, Captain, all of this adds up to very clear choices. In other words, on display in Texas, in Florida, for example, but very clear choices. Even in California, what our governor is doing here actually provides another clear choice.
Trying to buy the vote.
Well, of course, but he's providing a very clear choice even to Democrats in California who have had enough of constantly devastating California and making people leave, making all of the businesses leave and the smart money leave and all whatever it is. And so this is really what helps to define upcoming elections.
Right. Now, when you talk about people and you talk about the political parties, we have to rise above the political parties and we have to pick the best candidates. And again, as I've told everybody on this program, and I will continue to repeat it, it all starts right here, right now, today, this year. Never mind the midterms. Well, the midterms are coming up in 2 years. No. Start right now with the local elections. Get the people chosen. Get rid of the people in your school boards that are causing the havoc with this 1619 crap. Get rid of them. Vote them out. And put the people in there that are going to actually put programs and curriculum in that will teach students something.
Well, that's right. And here's something to not be afraid of. Don't let this affect you in the sense that it's already baked into the system now. If you stand up against the school boards who want to teach this kind of stuff, if you stand up to local politicians, you will immediately be called some kind of racist or some other kind of horrible name in order to get you to shut up and go away. But you can't do that. You have to persevere.
Yeah. And we do know that in light of everything that has taken place, JBS, Colonial, the MTA, now the Sperry that's going on, and all these cyber attacks and all that stuff, it's showing a brand new trend in the United States in terms of the crosshairs of the people that are going after us. And again, part of the political stuff, George Soros is part of this equation too, because remember all the district attorneys, and we kind of laughed about it, that he was giving money to the district attorneys to run?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
Not very good.
No, you got one right there in L.A. right now they're trying to recall.
They're trying to recall Gascon. Exactly right. Because, again, because the proof's in the pudding, and people see, oh, my goodness, they really are going to implement these literally, you know, lunatic sort of ideas. And it's not good.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, on the heels of approving the release of some Al-Qaeda operatives in Guantanamo Bay, they're letting more of those fools loose. Big, bad guys that were out there killing Americans on the battlefield, they're letting them loose.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action. to try to get to his goal of having 60% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America is headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom, a summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations. An all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long, dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people are fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And you will hear none other than Ron Edwards in hour number four this morning. So you want to be listening to that. We're going to go over a lot of different things. Ron's going to be talking about a couple things that you won't hear anybody else talking about because he's living where the news is actually taking place in a couple of the stories we're going to be doing. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, the website MyPillow.com. Go over there, take a look at whatever it is that they have for sale over there. And when it asks you for the product code so you can get the discounted price, all you do is type in the word Captain. It's that simple. Captain. For anything that they have for sale there, that's the product code, Captain. Now, you want to buy a pillow? You want to buy one of those famous MyPillows, the premium pillows, that you're going to save $40 on right now? You're not just going to get one pillow. You're going to get two for the price of $29.98. It's the lowest price they've ever had on their pillows. And let me tell you something. If you haven't slept on a pillow that won't give you a neck ache and a headache and every other thing in the world, or that heats up at night and you wake up with sweat on the pillow and this thing here, it doesn't do any of that. It stays cool all night long. Your neck won't bother you. Your back won't bother you. None of that. And I've got a bad back, so believe me, it helps me. But the pillows, the towels, the sheets, the mattresses, all the different vanities that they have, it's all there on the website, MyPillow.com, and use the product code CAPTAIN. Save yourself a bunch of money. Now, if you want to call them up, if you know what you want, you can call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459.
5459. And again, use the product code CAPTAIN, and you'll be glad you did, because it's going to save you a boatload of money. Hey, Kyle, what the heck do they always say?
Well, they say go to right to the website, MyPillow.com. Folks, you're going to save a lot of money. You're going to get deep discounts if you just use the product code CAPTAIN.
Bingo. Well, on the heels of approving the 9/11 Al-Qaeda operatives' release, which we knew they were going to let three of them go, right?
Yes.
Now they're letting three more big bad guys, forever prisoners, they're called, go. These were people that were not supposed to be released because they were caught on the battlefield after they had either shot, wounded, or killed American soldiers.
And now they get to go free.
Now they get to go free.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely, absolutely, categorically, make no mistake about it, wrong.
That's right. That's right. In other words, what do you think they're going to go do? In the sense they're going to go back, they're going to become a rallying cry, they're going to be able to influence others in new ways. This is not going to work out well.
Yeah, and thanks, Fitz. We will see you at lunch today. He told me the name that I was looking for was Tom Fitton, and that's true. I was looking for his name, Tom Fitton, over at Judicial Watch.
That's right. Oh, and Captain, we've got Eric chiming in the chat room tonight, and he has a very funny comment, very true, I think, very, very funny and true comment. He says, good morning. Perhaps Dominion software machine should run private sector cybersecurity. After we've been talking about these hacks, he says, after all, everything can be hacked except their machines.
We'll give him a little laughing now.
Exactly. And how.
Okay. There we go. A little laughing man for Eric in the chat room. Okay, very good. But again, anyway, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, we've got bad people that are turning loose. Is there anybody out there that thinks that they're just going to go back home and raise corn and potatoes and whatever in their little garden in the desert? No, they're not going to do that. They're going to go back, pick up a gun, and go back after Americans. Good God, man.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, this stems, I think, Captain, from President Obama's wrong-headed idea.
Yes,
early
does.
On. I'm going to close Guantanamo Bay and this kind of thing. And here we are in Obama 2.0 or 3.0, whatever you want to call it. And we start to see the real that this can really happen now.
Well, what could you possibly call it other than that? You got former Obama staffers all throughout this government, right?
That's right.
You got a Biden who was a vice president running the show, right?
Right, yeah.
Not being told what to do by, I don't know, Valerie Jarrett or somebody in the basement at the Obama home. But Obama came out the other day and said that it was the third term of Barack Obama. He came out and said it.
That's
and
right.
And posted about it.
That's right. Because, again, they feel like they have either a lot of cover to do this, or they're just going for broke. They're pulling out all the stops, and they're just going. They're running for the finish line right now of 2022. They're trying to get all this stuff done as fast as possible.
But the problem is they're alienating at least half of America, maybe even more right now. Some of the polls show it's upwards to 62%. In some areas where people just don't agree with what they're doing. And the thing of it is. They've got it. The only thing they've got, the only issue they've got that they think they can win on is race.
Well, that's right. That's why they continue to stir up division, race hatred, all these kinds of things that are just so terrible and vile, but yet they believe that it just helps them somehow. And we've got to stand up to that. And people of all races and creeds and colors, they've got to say, look, no, we're not buying that line anymore.
Well, I was listening to Joe Biden talk about that Tulsa thing. I've heard a couple of the references to his speech, short little blips and blurbs. And he actually is stirring the pot.
Well, of course he is. Of course he is. Because, again, the more that they do that, the more that they're able to try to deflect what's actually going on around us in terms of prices going up, these cyber attacks, the general instability that's starting to happen.
Yeah, and everything he says we're doing on our side is what they're doing. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line. Okay, Mel, what's going on?
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Kyle. They even want to both of you explain to me why these people and this regime, and Obama included, and Jared, and the rest of them, Susan Rice, why are they not apprehended and arrested, brought to justice? And this is treason. I don't understand. Why is this not happening? I'd like an answer, please. Thanks.
All right, Nate, why is it not happening? How about because you got to have somebody that wants to charge them for something, and they don't have anyone that's going to do that in the Justice Department or anywhere else? How about that?
Well, that's exactly right. This is now the Biden Justice Department.
Sure.
And so it would take some intrepid person, but because of who's running the government right now, that's right. That kind of thing is just simply not going to happen.
They are sitting on their little cloud floating around, and they can pretty much say and do. And by the way, they are immune from criminal charges when they're running the government.
Yep.
They can sit there in their little palace or in their little offices and do pretty much all they want except go out and shoot somebody, physically shoot somebody, and they can get away with it.
Well, exactly, go ahead.
Because remember, they couldn't go after Donald Trump until he got out of office with that New York State Attorney General who's going to try to nail him with something to keep him tied up so he can't run for president in 2024.
Exactly. And even so, you see, and just inherent what you just said, I mean, this is an inherently political sort of maneuver that's
sure.
happening. And politics have become so pervasive that it's so difficult to make something stick against a Biden administration official, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, amid reports that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may be ousted by the rival political coalition that's been formed against him, most American voters just don't think the U.S.-Israel relationship has improved much since President Joe Biden took office, and they blame Joe Biden for the anti-Netanyahu sentiment. You know, he just led his country again through this situation with Hamas and Gaza, and I could think of no better leader than to do something like that. And by the way, it's going to happen again. You watch and see what happens when they get the new administration over there.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And it's very, very sad. One of the reasons I think we're seeing these cyber attacks is because they do perceive weakness on the part of the Biden administration. In other words, I don't think they fear a real reprisal. Under a Trump administration, for example, I think that there was a significant fear of real reprisal.
Oh, yeah.
And now in Israel, Netanyahu was essentially going to clean house, basically, if these rockets kept raining down. And a subsequent administration, there may not be that fear on the other side.
Yeah. Okay. Hold that thought, folks. And we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We've got the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up. There is some weather again out there tonight. We've got some severe thunderstorms and flooding out there in parts of Texas. We'll tell you about it. Don't go anywhere as we shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there at Carrollton, Georgia way. She and her husband, Don, of course, run the Double D Horse Ranch. And you can stop by and say howdy, howdy to them when you're in Carrollton. This is a small area just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to this show, the Captain's America Third Watch. And I said you could get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. You will. You'll get the free cup of coffee. But then make sure you join the Drivers Club while you're there so you can get points on the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, and the supplies that you buy in the trucker store. All right, we got an oldie but goodie right here, and I mean an oldie, and here we go. Thank you. Piano. That's Jerry Lee Lewis. And Kyle, what year was that from? Because that's the original track, and it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That goes back to 1964.
Yeah, it does. That's the original track right there, which is why it was scratchy and whatnot like that. But I found the song, and I said, nope, I'm going to get through this. We'll see what happens here. And the next one I'm going to have, because it's going to be Jerry Lee Lewis night, the next one I'm going to have is going to be better because it's broadcast quality, and they didn't have that scratchiness in it. I guess he went from a different studio. He went to, Memphis, Tennessee, from wherever it was he was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, who's he related to?
Well, Jerry Lee Lewis has a couple of other famous cousins. One of them is Mickey Gilley, people might remember, famous for Gilley's there in Houston for so many years, a great country club there, country nightclub. And then also evangelist Jimmy Swaggart is also one of his cousins.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. All righty. Well, here we go. We're going to take a look at the weather because we got weather to look at. And again, it's one of those nights, folks, if you don't like the weather, just wait a little bit. It'll change on you because I'm going to read the weather statement, then I'm going to give it to Kyle. Isolated severe thunderstorms and heavy rain will form along a slow-moving cold front from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys to southern Texas. Now, strong high pressure in the west continues to produce record-breaking heat and elevated fire weather threats. Meanwhile, record high temperatures are possible across a wide-spanning scanning region from the desert southwest into the northern high plains. And by the way, we finally got some rain in the Tampa area last night. We had a thunderstorm come through and probably rain for, I don't know, 30 minutes or so here, pretty steady. So there you go. So take it away with the weather out there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in northeastern Montana tonight, we've got fire weather watch that's going on up there. Pretty much, again, the word is going to be heat. All out west, the heat is on. We've got a heat advisory heading up north there of Helena, Montana. This is also going to encompass Missoula, Montana. So if you're coming down I-90, I believe, you're going to be encountering that. This all goes all the way through western Washington State. Look for temperatures in the mid-90s, also down through central Oregon. Our friends in Boise, Idaho, right now it's 63 degrees, but it's going to be more like 90 on Thursday in their excessive heat warning for that area. Northern California continues with excessive heat warnings. Also, heat advisories down through Fresno, Bakersfield, a high desert. And if you're heading out to Las Vegas, get this, Captain, right now it's registering 91 degrees in Las Vegas along the 15, Interstate 15. But on Thursday, it's going to be upwards of 106 or 107. So it really is starting to pour on now. And this continues in St. George, Utah. Also, Salt Lake City is looking at a high of 95 on Thursday. So, again, lots of heat wherever you're traveling out west over the next few
weeks. What's the name of California where they got the big tall thermometer up in the air?
Oh, that's Baker along the
15. Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you what I saw yesterday in Baker. 118 degrees.
Wow. Wow. See, yeah, that's nothing to sneeze at all. So
no.
you gotta have your coolant right and all this. You don't want to break down in the desert out there. It is very hot.
Yeah. And we always carried extra 50-50 mixture antifreeze with us because you just didn't dump water in there. Water was ridiculous. It would boil. If you were boiling to begin with, you'd have to wait 2 hours for it to cool down to get more water in there so you can move all along again. So we used a 50-50 mixture in there, which kept it cooler, and you could at least get to where you needed to go if you overheated in the desert. And that happens a lot with heavy loads going up over the mountaintop there. All right, well, here I go down into Texas, and we got two areas tonight where we've got flood warnings and severe thunderstorm watches and or warnings have come through the area. Now, right along I-10 and I-20, where I-10 goes one way and I-20 goes the other way, and you've got Pecos right there, you've got right in that area a thunderstorm watch and a thunderstorm warning and a flood warning there right now as storms have kicked up and they've been moving around during the course of the day. In the afternoon, even the Lubbock area had some thunderstorm warnings today earlier, but I don't see anything up there right now. But then taking a look over to the east, if you're going over on I-10 or I-20, we do have some flood watches from the earlier rain that they've had there around the Houston area. And up there around Longview, the smaller streams look like you've got some areas where you might have some flooding there. We've also got over in Arkansas, central Arkansas, some flood watches and warnings there, small stream alerts. And up in Oklahoma, just east on I-40 of Oklahoma City, once again, the rain that they've had in there, the streams are all up and the ground is saturated. So any more rain they get, it just makes it even worse and it floods. And they've got the watches up there, too, flood watches. And I'm looking at everything else over here to the east, except for some cooler morning temperatures up in the northeast. Chris Markowski's probably going to have a light coat on tomorrow, just as he has all week, I might add. things are looking pretty good up there in the northeast, down along the middle Atlantic over towards Chicago. Don't see anything to bother much of anybody. And coming right on down here to my state, Florida, and going over here to Louisiana, things are looking good, except for the areas where the ground is saturated and or you have flood watches and warnings because of the rain they had here today. Well, Kyle, the pilot and flying J, you know, we've got one right here up I-75, San Antonio, Florida, which is just north of Tampa. I don't know, maybe 20 miles or so, maybe 25 miles, might be a little further than that. But pulled in there. They got a great sit-down restaurant, went in there. A couple people knew who I was and sat down there, and we were talking about stuff. And then a couple drivers walked up and go to me, and they said, oh, well, gee, you got that show at night. We've listened to you all around the countryside. I said, well, great. So took a couple pictures and that sort of thing, and it was really nice to be able to talk to a handful of the drivers that were there, because most of the drivers in the daytime are either doing one or two things, sleeping or rolling.
I can imagine. Yeah. Well, that is really cool that you were able to meet some of the folks out there. That's amazing.
Well, some of the truck stops have got my picture up there. You know, tune into the Captain's America Third Watch because I do advertise their truck stops. So they've got it up there, just like we've heard several times from the gal behind the fuel desk. Her name escapes me right now, over there in Salt Lake City. On 7th Street South, right there in downtown Salt Lake City, the big Flying J, it's right there where I-15 and I-80 come together.
Was it Kimmy? I'm thinking it's Kimmy.
Yeah, Mike, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren, myself, and lots more stuff. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, I got plenty to talk about, including the former Solicitor General, Ken Starr. Wait till we tell you what he's up to and what he's warning people about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.